This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said the country's women power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru today, President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams.
Our sisters and daughters are moving ahead, holding their heads high. They are making their families, institutions and the country proud. It is not possible to break barriers and challenge stereotypes without mental strength. I urge every woman to gather courage, dream big, and utilize all her strength and potential to achieve her dreams. Every little step that each of you takes towards your goal is a step towards a developed India and developed world.
The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life. President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way back home after concluding a substantive and productive visit to France and the US. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said India and the US will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President today, Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a review meeting with Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in New Delhi on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the state. The three new criminal laws are the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Maharashtra were reviewed in the meeting. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked Maharashtra Chief Minister Fadnavis to implement the three new criminal laws across all commissionerates in the state as soon as possible. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for Class 10 and 12 from tomorrow. The Class 10 exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12 exams will end on 4th April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Government-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, has registered a profit of 262 crore rupees in the third quarter of 2024-25. This achievement is a testament to the government's commitment to strengthening public sector enterprises and ensuring robust, affordable and accessible telecom services for all. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that for the first time in 17 years, BSNL has posted a profit on a quarterly basis. A meeting of the United Kisan Morcha Non-Political and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha with the central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi was held in Chandigarh today. 28 farmers, including farmer leaders Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal and Sarvan Singh Pandher, participated in the meeting. The 38th National Games concluded today in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural performances, making the event truly memorable. And that is the end of this news bulletin.